Jen was on the air yesterday and had an individual asking some questions about the spin scooters and, you know, who anteed up for them, were they bought with tax dollars and all. Ashley, talk about your work with this. It all comes, you know, from your side of the house with the healthcare side of it and wellness, doesn't it?
You got it. So about 3 years ago, I work at Capital Region Medical Center. I'm the Healthy Communities Coordinator there. And so about 3 years ago, a couple of city employees and myself sat down and started looking at bike share. And 3 years later, we're sitting here with a collaboration with JC Parks and a contract with a company by the name of Spin, which is a bike share company that also provides these battery-powered scooters. And so they are, there's 75 of each bikes and the scooters. So we've got 150 different, I guess, options to ride throughout town. So a pretty low volume for a town or a community of 43,000. But there are a lot of different questions that arise to see these from day to day. And so I'm happy to provide any answers that anybody has.
Well, I'd be curious to know what your take is on the experience over the last few weeks that you've had them.
So if you guys remember, we launched bikes last summer. So we've had those around about 6 months. And due to kind of this backup of manufacturing, because scooters are so hot right now all across the nation, manufacturing was behind. And so we were supposed to get these back in the, you know, in the summer of last year or this year, 2018. But we had ended up getting them and launched them December 1st of this year. So this is December 21st. So we've had them 20 days. On the ground, and it is winter and it is cold outside, but we have seen folks riding them and no accidents yet. They are, you know, personal mobility vehicles that will go up to 15 miles an hour. And so we encourage that, you get out and have fun and use them, but use them with as much common sense, you know, and personal responsibility that you can by using a helmet. They're very, very important to do so. And the thing about these scooters is, you know, they are, as I've mentioned, they're considered a vehicle. And so they need to be ridden on our roads, on our streets, and on our trails. So our greenways, since they are wider, they're considered roads or appropriate roads to be riding them on. These scooters are not supposed to be ridden on the sidewalks. So there's a public education campaign piece that we need to be kind of pushing out here. It makes sense because a lot of people would feel generally more safer just kind of riding on the sidewalks. You know, you're not, but actually, you own the road on one of these. And so it does get going pretty quick. I said up to 15 miles an hour, but when you're on that thing, man, I mean, you feel like you're a kid again. So, and you're just zooming, man. And you got both feet on the scooter and your hands are operating, you know, the acceleration and the brake and, you know, there's a little bit of a bell there, but, you know, folks probably aren't going to hear you before you slam into them. So, anyway, what else?
David Banky in with us too with the city of Jefferson. David, I know very early on when we talked about the bike paths and everything that you've been highly instrumental in getting, you had a lot of questions from motorists from the other side of it of, how do I deal with these and what's the right-of-way issues? Maybe revisit
right,
that.
So, yeah, and I think I actually kind of touched on it, but, you know, ultimately bikes and scooters both are actually considered to be vehicles. And so, when you are riding either a bike or a scooter, you should really be following the same rules that you would follow if you were driving a car. And so, you know, that includes, you know, signaling your intentions. And of course, if you're on a bike or a scooter, you're doing that with hand signals. You should occupy the space such that the person behind you knows what you're doing. So if you intend to make a left-hand turn, for instance, you know, you should actually be moving out towards the center and even slightly to the left side of the lane so the person behind you knows what your intention is. Because really what we're trying to do is we're trying to be safe. We're trying to communicate. And so, you know, a lot of times when you're in a car, you know, you're at an intersection, you're looking across and trying to catch the eye of, you know, other motorists so that you can kind of determine what's happening. And so really that, you know, for the safety of everyone, you know, if you're on a motor or a scooter or a bike, you know, really you should be doing those sorts of things to keep yourself safe and just to make sure that everyone knows what's going on. So, and Ashley said, you know, too, you know, the sidewalks, the issues with the sidewalks, part of the reason that's dangerous and not allowed is that it's just a speed differential, you know, so you are, you know, a scooter, if you're doing, you know, 15 miles an hour, if you're going downhill, you might even be going a little bit faster. You know, a typical person walking is walking at about 2 miles an hour, you know, so the difference in speed there is, you know, significant. And so, you know, that's what really makes it so dangerous. You know, if I'm stepping out of a business, perhaps in the downtown area, I wouldn't expect someone to be coming along at 15 miles an hour past me. And so a lot of it's expectations. And that's, you know, that's really, you know, we're trying to create a situation where all the expectations are the same. And so people can react to those and know what's going to be happening.
David Bange, Ashley Varner in with us this morning on KWOS Open Air. Calls, questions, comments about the spin bikes and the spin scooters. Feel free, 556-6397. Calls are fine. Text messages, A-OK. We'll talk back to our guests when we come back out of the break. Maybe talk a little bit about who's paying the tab on these when we come back on KWOS Open Air.
That Your Money Now report was brought to you by Wall Street Group. Your future is bright at WallStreetIns.com.
KWOS Open Air brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. The city's David Bang and Ashley Varner in with us this morning talking about the bright orange bikes and the bright orange scooters in Jefferson City. Hal Dooley in with us. Well, you had a good question.
Well, I still want to talk about the hand signals because a lot of people don't know what the hand signals are because we have turn signals that nobody uses anymore. But when you are behind a spin scooter, especially at an intersection, it's nice to know what that person's going to do. You're going left, you're going right, you're going straight ahead. So I think it's important for the hand signals to be used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so there's certainly the hand signals have evolved, you know, from the early days of cars. And so certainly folks that are out and about today probably don't remember those days way back in the early 1900s. But essentially what they are is an indication. Basically, you would be sticking your arm out of the car window to signal what direction you were going to go. And so if you were going to make a left-hand turn, your left arm would be out your window and pointing leftward. Of course, you couldn't reach out the other window with your right hand. So to make a right-hand turn, typically the signal was to raise your hand straight upward, and that would signal a right-hand turn. Now, today, basically in bicycling, you don't have to worry about reaching across and to get out the window on the other side. So right-hand turns are also signaled by just your arm straight out to the right. So it's really pretty straightforward. If I'm making a left, my arm is straight out to the left. If I'm making a right, my arm is straight out to the right. Now, the one little caveat that, you know, that's probably there, too, of course, you're operating a scooter and or a bicycle. And so, you know, if you're in a situation where you're either trying to brake or, you know, otherwise and your hands aren't free, you know, certainly, you know, you would rather be safe than try to signal. And so that's really where the positioning in the lane comes right. from. So even if you aren't able to signal, you know, you should be indicating where you're going to go. And also when you're riding a bicycle, too, I mean, a lot of times you're able, you know, to indicate what direction you want to go just by turning your head. You know, I'm obviously turning left. I'm looking left. And hopefully the cars behind you can pick up on that signal. But yeah, really, you know, hand signals are, you know, basically point to the left and point to the right.
Okay. Ashley, talk to us a little bit, because I think maybe as a backgrounder, and you could maybe cover that a little bit for so many people have heard the news stories we've heard from our affiliate out of Columbia in reference to how Columbia's kind of monetized the whole scooter side of things. How does what Columbia is doing differ than how Jefferson City is handling this?
I think that's a great question. And I'll tell you, it has been a very different experience for each of our communities. And so I'm very close to and work with the group of individuals up in Columbia that have been trying to get bike share in Columbia for years. And so just a little background information, up in Columbia, you know, if anybody has heard over, you know, the last few months, they actually have scooters by a different company by the name of Bird. There are multiple different scooter companies nationwide. But what had happened in Columbia is that this company, Bird, their business model is really kind of like guerrilla warfare. And so they actually went to the city of Columbia, made a business license application, and 10 days later, that was approved. And so then they brought in 50 scooters overnight. And I got a phone call the next day from the fellow up there, and he says, what'd you guys do with these scooters? And I said, we haven't gotten them yet. And he said, well, this is what happened. Now we have all these scooters. What do we do with them? And so they didn't really have a plan for it. And so then they were kind of scrambling as to how were they going to deal with it. And then they, you know, Bird continued to just launch more and more scooters, and they've got up to their max is 500 scooters. And so then Lime, which is another company, has now, they have a second company of scooters. And so They have, gosh, I think around 1,000 or more scooters now up in Columbia. And I think they're slated to get even a third company. Now, that's a much larger community. But if I may gloat a little bit, here in Jefferson City, we really did our due diligence. I mean, we got the heads around the table and we discussed, what really is truly right for our community. We did our research. We contacted other communities. We went to other communities and we tried out these things. And we weighed the pros and cons. And we actually have a partnership agreement, a one-year contract with an addendum to extend that for two more one-year periods of time. So we could have up to 3 years to have this in our community, depending upon our community's participation and how much we use them. But long story short, I mean, it's a totally different process for Jefferson City. And so, in my opinion, we did it the right way. We have that formal contract and we both honor that on both sides of it.
I guess the question is from potentially from KWS listeners, is there city tax money in this?
Great question. So there is no city tax money. There is, Spin is operating as a business. So they had to come into Jefferson City and they had to apply for a business license. And so they operate as their own business, but they do contract locally with providers to help them, do their business here. And so all the revenue that Spin makes goes back to Spin. So no taxpayer dollars are being used to have these in our community. And we are also not making any revenue. Our city is not making any revenue to have them here.
But there's potential down the road for the city to make some money.
We hope so. So what has happened up in Columbia is kind of due to all that chaos and how that happened for them. I'm aware that they're charging a pretty handsome application fee for them for Bird to renew their business license, almost $10,000. And then they're actually charging $1 per scooter per day to Bird for having them in their community. So that's another $500 a day. And they're putting them into a city account, I believe, to go back into, planning for the city. So, in that respect, they were smart to kind of capitalize on, maybe something they weren't prepared for. And so,
David, I guess from your standpoint, you're not a policymaker guy over at City Hall, mm-hmm. I guess some windfall like that would sure buy a lot of paint for bike lanes, wouldn't it?
Well, certainly that would be a nice funding stream. It's just really a matter of whether or not, the bikes and scooters are ridden, regularly here. So I think, if the volume is high enough and the demand is high enough, and certainly that's something that could probably, maybe could move forward into the future. But, I think perhaps for the moment we just kind of need to continue to focus on encouragement and to get people to ride them more and so that it becomes a viable thing. And I think one thing leads to another. It's kind of, a step in terms of additional ridership, and then you can kind of get a little bit more infrastructure and then perhaps more ridership. And it kind of builds, one on the other.
KWOS Open Air, we have a caller this morning, 556-6397. There you go, guys. Get the headphones and caller, you are on the air with our guests on KWOS Open Air.
Yeah, good morning, y'all. I would hope we did not follow that business model Columbia City has chosen. They have been years and years, get bicycles, get the cars off the road, everything off the road except for walking or maybe little electric things. And now they're going to hold the companies hostage. $10,000, I've been following it, $10,000 for the business license and $1 a day. Come on, guys. I mean, that's egregious. I mean, I would hope that our city will encourage people to use it and not try to force these companies in, almost like blackmail. Everything I find bad about Columbia is wrapped up in them charging them to have motorized transportation. Thanks, guys.
Guys, a response to that one?
Thanks for calling in and thanks for sharing that with us. I certainly agree with you in the sense that it's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. But I think the city of Columbia saw that as, somewhat of a, I don't know if this is the right word, maybe an attack. They had these things to show up and they didn't have a contact in the community and they had no idea, no city ordinance to kind of deal with this. And so that's kind of what their response was.
Right. And you don't know. I mean, I'm not really aware or in touch with, Columbia a lot. But, ultimately, it could be their response to they believe that, they are going to have to expend some additional energy and or manpower, to help corral these things. So in some ways, it might not be, them seeking, some additional funding. It might be just trying to recoup some of their costs that they see, you know, and making sure they're not blocking the sidewalks, et cetera, and some of the manpower that they're going to have to expend to make that system work well.
Sounds good. Interesting. Bright orange bikes, bright orange spin scooters all over Jefferson City. David Bange and Ashley Varner in with us this morning. Thanks for kind of clarifying that for where we're at right now. We have to have you guys back, maybe get an updated report after the weather warms back up and keep an eyeball on how the usage is going with the vehicles.
Would love to. We get a usage report once a month, and so we'd be able to, you know, in the next couple of months, well, by the 1st of January, we'll know what's going on with the scooters, and as that grows through the spring. I would like to encourage everybody, just remind you, you access both of these bikes and scooters through your Spin app on your smartphone. So all the directions are there on how to get that going for you.
Gary Nolan next on KWOS.